All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ticket text coming in. We'll be checking those. Phones, if you want to jump in the Lions conversation. We just hit on some of the injuries. Level of concern, maybe the most concerning one to you. And John, if you're feeling better or worse after that Cardinals win.
Oh, every win makes me feel good. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm with you. I didn't know it's not
a difficult equation.
Well, I don't know if the injuries would sway that. I don't know if what's going on in the division with Minnesota and Green Bay, like, it's clearly more than just how the Lions are playing. It's the big picture. I am with you. The things are, I feel better after that win. I feel better about 2-for-2 in the red zone. I feel better about a third straight game of good defensive football. I feel good after seeing the Lions dictate what they want in the ground game again, the way they did in overtime in week 1. I do feel better. It's just, you looked at me like it's an easy answer. Well, I think people are going to point out the Vikings technically lead this division, and the Darnold injury is not significant. The Lions injuries are starting to pile up, and I do think we can at least ask people how they view it.
Sure, and okay, injuries are piling up. They're going to pile up. How concerning is the Frank Ragnow injury? And it's, Graham moves to center. Owusika probably moves into guard.
Sure.
I think Graham probably, seeing what he's done at left guard, that might be a good move for him.
Right.
And we saw Owusika play in the NFC Championship game, and did anybody think that that was a weak spot? No. And so I think he can step in and play in primetime games and be okay. Now, it does beg the question, what if another guy goes down? That is next week's problem.
The domino effect is a concern, yeah. But you're right. You got to play one game at a time.
But in terms, and I'll say this. Last year, there were moments where we had this conversation of, oh my goodness, the sky is falling. Amon-Ra St. Brown's not playing. What do we do? They find ways to plug holes. And I do think, all right, tip of the cap right now to Brad Holmes. If Sam Laporta can't go, he made the right decision already.
The Brock Wright decision. Yes.
You're welcome.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, you're welcome. Brock Wright, because who else wanted him? San Francisco. Who is down in San Francisco? Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
And not only Kittle, but Deebo Samuel and CMC. So you're looking at their top three of their top playmakers offensively. Now you look at it and say, okay, well, at least we have Brock Wright, who can be utilized, not like Sam Laporta, but you at least have a quality backup. If and now that you're looking at going to Lee McNeil, all right, well, who do we have? All right, patience has paid off. Levi Onwuzurike next to DJ Reader. DJ Reader, who they signed in the offseason. I think that is, yeah, okay, would I love to have a Lee McNeil there? Sure, but I'm okay with Onwuzurike getting more time. The concern is, can he hold up with more reps? The big question to me is Marcus Davenport. Now, how much did he actually provide in 2 games? Because remember, he wasn't available with a groin in week 2.
Uh-huh.
So, Josh Pascal, time to step up. You don't have Kaminsky. He's on IR. So, yeah, there is some concern on that edge because it's an unproven guy who has also had an injury history.
Ticket texters, first two. I've come out of each game more and more worried about this team. I don't know if they even make the playoffs. The very next one, John. This is not a super team.
Okay.
Holmes has not done enough to build them into a Super Bowl roster, and it's now more obvious.
Well, let's see what type of decisions Dan Campbell makes with the tools he has been given, as well as the challenges that he has faced. Last year, again, I'll go back to what we have to go off of. And there were times where we were wondering if, at the end of the year, Sam Laporta, was he even going to be available to play? And he
gutted it out.
Gutted it out. Yep. Found a way. But they were as healthy as you could be in the playoffs. Some of the decisions that they make now, will it cost them a win? The goal is just simply getting into the playoffs. Yes, you want to win the division. I would love, and I still think that they win this division. But it's those ticket texts are, I think, a combination of factors. You take the injuries that the Lions are faced with. Pair that with a 3-0 Minnesota, a 2-1 Green Bay team, that their two wins are with Malik Willis leading the charge as quarterback. So now you're thinking, all right, the division is tougher than we think. It might be the toughest division in football, but other teams are faced with injuries. Jordan Love is out. All right, I don't think Malik Willis, and I look at the teams that they played, hats off to their coach, Matt LaFleur, and I'll say it correctly this time because he has done a masterful job, Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, but Sam Darnold. I don't know that we have an answer to his MRI and what that means going forward. We don't know if he's going to be the starting quarterback.
I thought I saw yesterday it wasn't serious. Now, that's
doesn't mean he won't be
vague.
In this. Yeah.
Sure, and I can get the latest for you in just a second. Couple more ticket textures. John, this is a theme. They're pouring in. Lions won't make the playoffs. 8 or 9 wins max. Right now, the Lions look like they're playing like the third best team in their own division, and that's with the third best coach. Okay. You mentioned injuries. We need to just say this. Injuries are going to happen to every single team. Seattle has not had Kenneth Walker for a couple games. What's their record? They're 3-0. Mm-hmm. They just put their right tackle. This will be the fourth straight game that the Lions will face a team without their right tackle. They placed Fant on IR. Like, other teams are going to deal with injuries too. That's not going to spook me today. I don't like it. Nobody likes seeing Davenport shut down for the year. Is predictable as it may have been given his injury history. Nobody likes seeing Frank Ragnow. As tough as he is and as much as we still think he's going to play the majority of games this season, nobody likes seeing it, but I'm not going to let it derail what I believe what this football team is capable of. I know they haven't played perfect football through 3 weeks. They're 2-1. And I think the hallmarks of what we wanted to see from this football team are there. I wanted to see the defense get better. It has. I want to see this team dictate the line of scrimmage, which is what everything is predicated off of offensively. If Goff has to drop back 55 times because they're not running the ball, this team's not winning a Super Bowl. Jared Goff is going to get hit a lot more if they have to be a static five-step drop passing team. If they can run it, if they can play action pass, if they can finish in the red zone, they're going to be a team that wins enough games to have home field in the playoffs to challenge for a Super Bowl. So I'm not wavering in that.
No.
Especially not after a win, and especially not because of injuries, which every team deals with.
And the fact that we all talked about the timing of their bye week. Now, you never know what injuries are going to be, you know, you're dealing with as you lead into your bye week. This one is way early for the Lions.
Yeah.
But it could it possibly be coming at the exact right time for the Lions? And when you're talking about the Seahawks, yeah, they're a 3-0 team. But tell me whose schedule has been tougher. Rams, Bucks, and then a win on the road against the Cardinals versus the 3-0 Seattle Seahawks, Broncos, rookie quarterback, Patriot at the Patriots. I mean, I don't think anybody is fearful of the Patriots. And then the Dolphins without Tua. Okay, so there's your three wins for Seattle. So let's pump the brakes a little bit on the injury report. Let's pump the brakes on season is over.
One more, and it's not more of the doom and gloom. Trey Hendrickson is actually a really good idea, whoever brought it up. It feels like the Bengals are at a crossroads. They need to pull a Bills and retool what they have at this point. Listen, at 0-3 start, I mean, the stats are you're not making the playoffs.
There's like a 2% chance.
And the trade's not happening today, but is this a trade that happens 3 weeks from now when they're
Or give Brad Holmes a little bit of time during the bye week to make some more phone calls.
Sure.
You know, and reassess the situation. Let's take a look at Josh Pascal against Seattle and see how he does.
248-539-9797. Guys, people need to understand you don't have to look like a Super Bowl team every single game. You need to look like a Super Bowl team week 15 and on when it matters most. Do what you need to do. There's no style points in the NFL.
Just win. That's all it comes down to, is just win. And that's why I go back to the missed opportunities of that Tampa game. How different would these conversations be if we were a 3-0 team saying, hey, you know what? Hey, we're playing Seattle on Monday night, heading into the bye week. We can heal some guys up. But now we're sitting at 2-1 with a game that got away.
Ticket texture with something on the Tigers. And we are going to get to the Tigers coming up at 7:35. Jackson Jobe is here, foot on the gas, 6 games to cement a playoff spot. Texter's upset that they moved the game to 1 o'clock today. Oh, says something. Think about the fans. No disrespect to the fans. They want to keep Scooble throwing today. They don't want to risk the game getting rained out. Then he throws Wednesday, and he's not even an option the rest of the regular season.
This is not a Tigers decision. And I clarified that with Tom this morning.
Well, I think they wanted this, though.
Sure, they probably started the discussion. This is a Major League Baseball decision. They're the ones that have to sign off on, yes, we will move the game forward. So, I mean, I'm talking about pumping the brakes on a lot of things today, but pump the brakes on accusing the Tigers of screwing the fans.
Yeah, and you know they're doing anything they can to get into these games. They don't want to delay the playoffs and all that. They don't want to have doubleheaders.
Yeah.
I will say this. It is supposed to rain this morning, like 9, 10, 11-ish, so people are probably going to like freak a little. It's supposed to be out of here.
Right.
Afternoon game, 1:10, right here in the station. We got the 2 Grand Slam coming up after Heather's news. That's next. It's 97.1.
I've been talking about injury attorney David Femininio and his team for some time. Just listen to some of the results that he and his team have been able to get for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another, $11.5 million for a client. Wow. You need an attorney that will fight relentlessly for you. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run
ball.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Before the two Grand Slam, Heather, what's in the news?
Well, former USC running back Reggie Bush has filed a lawsuit against USC, the Pac-12, and the NCAA for NIL compensation during his career. So in the suit, Bush's lawyers allege that all three entities made a significant amount of money off of the running back, including in TV contracts, merchandise sales, and media rights. Now, one of his lawyers representing him says that this case is not just about seeking justice for Reggie Bush. It's about setting a precedent for the fair treatment of all college athletes.
I wonder if he'll have to disclose that the non-official collective at that time, the house and car just simply weren't enough.
What I do wonder, okay, I'm all about athletes getting their fair share, but like the rules at the time didn't allow that. So right. How do you go back and say, I want today's rules to apply
right
to
well,
that?
That's going to be, it'll set a precedent. And we've already talked about the Michigan athletes that have sued the NCAA and the Big Ten Network. This is going to be another one where it's going to set a precedent. And if he gets paid, I mean, open the floodgates.
So we know that Dan Campbell and his family sold their home in Bloomfield due to security concerns, but now we're learning a little bit more. We're learning the details about how the family was actually harassed. So according to police reports, his family was repeatedly targeted by uninvited, unwanted guests. The first started on New Year's Eve in 2023. Not only did they start receiving a lot of phone calls to the house, but numerous people showed up at the door. Most of them were contractors, believed to be all sent there by like frustrated fans, right? So whether it was a roofing company or whoever it was showing up at the door. Then it was happening again. And one of these police reports surrounds a Snapchat post made by one of his daughter's classmates that gave out his full address and basically said, hey, show up at his house, because they were frustrated that the Lions lost, right? And this is scary because he wasn't always home at the time. Neither right. was his wife. So who's at home?
Kids.
Kids.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
No, it's
insanity.
Yeah.
Should never happen.
This next story to me is so wild. A 6-year-old boy who was kidnapped back in 1951 was found safe, alive, over 70 years later.
That's crazy.
This is so wild. Luis Armando Albino, he was abducted while he was playing at a park in California. He was there with his brother, right? Now, more than 7 decades later, he's been found, and it's all been thanks to help with this like online ancestry, DNA, yeah. old photos, newspaper clippings. It's crazy. So like I said, he was at this park, 6 years old, when a woman apparently approached and like lured him over, said, I promise you some candy if you come with me. Well, she took him to the East Coast and raised him as her son.
So did he even know he was abducted?
Well, it got to be at
How
6.
Old was
he was 6.
Yeah, you're old enough.
But you're old enough, but you can also be pretty brainwashed. And yes,
you can be reprogrammed.
Yes. Yeah. So police were never able to find him, right? The search kind of was just fizzled away, but family never gave up hope finding him. In 2020, his niece took one of those online DNA tests, matched with a man on the East Coast who happened to be her uncle. Well, from there, they took more DNA samples. They looked at old photos. Like the similarity was striking. Anyway, they found him.
That's crazy.
They contacted police. The missing persons case was closed. The kidnapping case, I think, still does remain open.
I mean, I got to imagine 70 years worth of time. She's
the
person that was took over his the mom responsibilities.
Is no longer alive. Yeah. And neither is his actual mother.
Yeah.
She's no longer alive either.
Part,
yeah. But in June, he met with his relatives, including that niece. It's just like.
And he had a good life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's a Marine.
Yes, for sure. And I think he was a firefighter as well.
Yeah.
It's a wild, wild story. One more. Let's see. The Royal Oak Public Library is back open after an abrupt weekend closure over concerns about this possible bug infestation in their drop box. So after bugs were found in this returned DVD case, the library brought in some pest control companies, or at least one company, inspected all the return items, looked in those book drops. They got the clear. There was only one bug that was found, a cockroach, which was then, you know, eliminated, terminated. And so now they say, come on back. There's no bugs in the library. Everything is open. Good to go.
I think the bug stuff is obviously weird, but maybe so equally weird is who's playing DVDs.
I know they still have them. And like I think they still even have like CDs. I don't know.
It's like an educational DVD.
Like, I know they make like in the kids section at the library I go to, they've got kids DVDs.
21 and older section.
Oh, no. They don't have those at the library.
Probably not. It's educational.
Mm. Visual learners. All right. That's Heather in the news. Let's get to the two grand slam.
Well, I'm ready to give away some money. I don't know about you guys, but hopefully we can do it today. I would love to give away $2,000. The rules are simple. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If our contestant answers them all correctly, they're going to get the big money. If not, they're going to get $25 for each question answered correctly. They got to use their time wisely. They can pass. And if there's enough time, we'll get back to that question.
Our contestant this morning, Devel in Madison Heights. Devel, today's your lucky day. Good morning.
Yes, it is. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good. Good.
Are you excited to play?
Yes, I am. I didn't think I would get through.
Oh, excellent. So is this the first time?
No, I've called Sports Talk Radio before for y'all, but not.
I was going to say, we know you called.
We know your name, but have you played the game before?
Right, right. So, yeah, I haven't played before. I know the rules, though.
All right. Well, then you're ready to go. Your time is going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. Here we go. Who did the Buffalo Bills play last night?
Miami Dolphins.
Who is the head coach of the Washington Commanders?
Pass.
This artist had the 2016 hit Hotline Bling.
Beyonce.
What is the first name of John Jansen's oldest son?
Pass.
Who does Michigan play in football this coming Saturday?
Minnesota.
Who leads Major League Baseball in RBI?
Ohtani.
Who wears jersey number 53 for the Red Wings?
Adela Thomas.
This artist had the 2018 hit God's Plan.
I don't know.
Who leads the Seattle Seahawks in receiving yardage?
Pass.
What is the state capital of Kentucky?
Lexington.
Who is the head coach of the Washington Commanders?
Man. That'd be terrible.
Well, that was a little rough.
That was a little rough. You got one.
I got one. Wow.
Oh, it's better than none.
Yes.
Yeah.
$25.
$25.
Uh-huh.
You fill up half a tank. $25.
I'll say, you got big plans for the $25?
Nah, not really.
Hey, thanks for being a great sport.
Yeah.
Great sport. $25. We'll put you on hold. We'll make sure we get you hooked up with that. It's the Two Grand Slam brought to you by Femininio Law. And let's go through this, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a lot to go through. Yeah.
Who did the Buffalo Bills play last night?
The 0-3 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who's the head coach of the Washington Commanders? I thought this was a tough one for people.
That would be Dan Quinn.
Yep. Artist that had the 2016 hit Hotline Bling.
Drake.
Mm-hmm. Not Beyonce.
No.
No, but good guess.
Right. Heather's going, maybe it was a good guess.
A guess.
Yeah.
The first name of John's oldest son. How do you not get this? He brings up his kids every show, people.
Well,
come
every
on.
Every show. This guy.
He's got enough kids to bring up a kid every single day.
Sure, yeah.
One
for every day of the week, yeah. That would be Jack.
Yes. Michigan plays...
Minnesota, nailed it.
Little Brown Jug, that was the one he got right. Mm-hmm. Who leads Major League Baseball in RBI? This is a good guess.
Uh-huh. I thought Drake was a good guess. Ohtani, a great guess, but no, it's Aaron Judge.
Yeah. 53 for the Red Wings. Dylan Thomas, I think is maybe what he said. It's Mo Sider. Yeah. 2018 hit God's Plan.
Yeah. Could have said Beyonce again, but no, it would have been Drake.
Drake for the second time on the two grand slam. Uh-huh. Who leads the Seattle Seahawks in receiving yardage?
Metcalf. Yep.
DK Metcalf. And you love your state capitals, John.
Oh, yeah.
The state capital of Kentucky.
That would be Frankfurt. Frankfurter.
Did you know that one, Heather?
No, I don't know my capitals.
Lexington would have been a good guess. I probably would have said Lexington.
Yeah, Lexington's a great guess. He had some good guesses in there. None of them were right.
Hate when that happens.
Sorry, DeVell.
And I was, he calls all the time. Yeah. He's a good dude. Yeah. I was rooting for him.
Yeah. And had a great attitude.
Great attitude. DeVell in Madison Heights, $25, two grand slam, Femininio Law.
Early feedback that was very hard.
It was.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. This is one of the harder ones. Like, I wouldn't have got either Drake. I would have got.
Would you got who your oldest son is?
I that would have been a free space.
Okay.
I would have got Quinn, but I think
the two Monday night questions you got to get. I mean, the games were on last night. What are people watching? Nobody's watching the Tigers.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, only because they weren't on. But yeah, the Jags. I guess maybe he knew it was a Florida team.
Yeah,
Miami would.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
or they did play Miami on a Thursday night before that.
Yeah,
is this call real on line one? He called. You want me to take this here or coming up next?
No, let's go to break and come back. This could strike a nice conversation.
Okay, we do plan to talk Tigers. Jackson Jobe getting the call up, foot on the gas, goals and objectives for the Tigers. And this call on line one may be worth sitting through for. It's 97.1. Busy, busy Tuesday show. Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. We have Dan Campbell today at 9:02. Programming note, 9:02 today. We'll check in with the Lions head coach. Mm-hmm. A lot to get into following a win over the weekend. A lot to talk about with our baseball team. Jackson Jobe called up, foot on the gas. We got some goals for this week beyond just make the playoffs. And a question about credit. Who deserves the bulk of it for this crazy, miraculous Tigers run. More than enough to go around. As far as the phone call we were going to take, we've made the decision. We're not going to go down that path.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
John, with this baseball team, Jackson Jobe, the call-up. The thing you texted Tom and I yesterday was, oh boy, putting a rookie up in a big spot this week.
Yeah. And so we asked AJ about it last time he was on because we were told Jackson Jobe isn't going to skip any steps. But then moments before he came on, we heard Jackson Jobe pulled up to AAA, next step. So we asked the question, will we see him at any point before the end of the season? And he wasn't dismissive, but he's not going to tell you what they're going to do with the roster. Then all of a sudden, he is up. And the Tigers right now are one up on the Twins, tied with Kansas City, talking about how we're talking about matchups.
Yep.
Just think about it. We're talking about matchups in the postseason. Not there yet, six to go, but Jackson Jobe called up and sounds like he's going to get some throws.
I've seen already people do the Zumaia comparison. Fireballer out of the bullpen for a playoff run. He is eligible, we understand. I didn't realize this. Even though he wasn't on the 40-man roster before September, they can get him on the playoff roster if need be. Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a risk in that he is going to make the adjustment to the major league level in the highest pressure games the Tigers have played in a decade. Having said that, the other options out of the bullpen are a bunch of unproven guys, too. And if you trust Chris Fetter to get the most out of them, like, it's Jackson Jobe or your mailman. Like, right, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? And Jobe is a guy who has the stuff to play at the major league level. And I think it's all hands on deck. It's foot on the gas. This is a chance to make the playoffs. Don't leave one of your power arms pitching in Toledo when you got the playoffs on your mind.
Yes. This is a very unproven talent.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of guys show a lot of promise and eventually pay off, but are you willing to risk a couple of innings? And maybe it's an absolute stellar move. They have hit all the right buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And so now all of a sudden you're bringing up a very young individual, first opportunity to pitch in the big leagues, and you're putting the weight of the playoffs on his shoulders. And not solely on his shoulders. I think we all believe that at some point he'll just going to be a reliever that comes in, much like we saw in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in and performed well there.
Yeah, he's a guy who's not going to start any of these six games. I wouldn't think.
Wouldn't think.
He'll be a guy who gets...
Could he be labeled as an opener?
And maybe an inning here, an inning there. I mean, again, we've talked about the job they've done with this bullpen. And maybe some people are a little concerned that this is upsetting the apple cart a little bit. But I feel like if anybody deserves the trust to handle this staff, it's A.J. Hinch and Chris Fetter. And if they say, hey, Shelby Miller... We didn't feel great about him coming into games. We feel better about Jackson Job. We think there's more upside there. And we do think it paves the path for him to pitch not only in this six-day stretch, but beyond.
I'd love to hear from our listeners. When you saw this news, and if you're hearing it for the first time, what is your initial reaction to Jackson Job being called up with the Tigers up one game in the wild card race for an arm with a lot of promise, but no experience?
Right, and if it lasts more than 4 hours, call a doctor. I think people are excited about this, John. I think that's the reaction to this. This is the one piece in the minors that hadn't gotten the call yet for this young team.
I understand the excitement, but is there any concern with this?
No, how about this? The concern is all these young guys are playing loose and fun. They don't have the weight of the world on their shoulders. Doesn't he fit in with the Jace Youngs and these younger guys who are like, man, I don't have the pressure of this. I'm just coming up to be one of the young guys going to the ballpark with... whole bunch of confidence.
In theory, yes.
Because you could say that about the whole team. Go, aren't they too young for the pressure of the moment here? And I don't think that's been an issue for the last 6 weeks.
But what they've been doing has been working. The guys that are, and guys that are not going to be around as long as we hope Jackson Job is, but they have produced. They have been very good when called upon in whatever situation they've been in. Now, it hasn't been perfect, but it has been good enough, I'd say great enough, to get this team from where they were at the beginning of August, now sitting, controlling their own destiny with six games remaining. Now, yes, they're all home games against lesser opponents.
Truth.
But it's an unproven arm.
No, don't do this. It's going to be a good thing. This is exciting stuff.
I'm just asking the question. I'm as excited to see him pitch as anyone. I wanted to see it earlier. I wanted him to skip AAA.
Right. When we got to the month of September and we started doing this fake contending conversation, is it real or not? We started coming up with ways for this team to put their foot on the gas. One of them was to reset Skubal's workload. Move him up to typical rest, squeeze an extra start. Another thing we talked about was Jackson Job. Like,
if you got a guy that's throwing fireballs, why not bring him up?
The team has taken this seriously. Maybe not as quickly as you know we had wanted to see it, but this is it, right? They're setting Skubal up to pitch today and the final game if necessary. And that's what I want to bring up is the goal of this week is not to pitch Skubal more than just today. Because if they take care of business and secure a playoff spot before Sunday, they can save Skubal to be the tone setter of game one of the wild card round. That gives you the best chance to win game one, which means you only have to split the next two. It would also set Skubal up to pitch more often deeper in the playoffs. And I know people are going one step at a time. You have to think about these things. You're the best team in baseball since August 10th. You are absolutely thinking about more than just getting in at this point. You have to put your best foot forward, and I think Jackson Job is part of it. John, my goals are save Skubal, win enough to where you don't have to pitch him Sunday, and all things considered, secure the second wild card spot so you get Baltimore instead of Houston. That's the goal for this week.
Is it possible that in these 6 days, in these six games, that early on they test out the arm and bring him in for an inning? Max at a time. Mm-hmm. And then if everything holds serve and Minnesota loses a game and you go into that Sunday afternoon knowing that you've clinched the playoff spot and seeding is no longer an issue. You know who you've got. You know who you're playing.
Yep.
On Sunday, they give Jackson Job his first start.
Sure. There's no harm in that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, hey, and then you call him the opener, starter, however you want to label it.
And let him go two, three innings and see where it goes. Yeah. And it would still save him to be used in a game two or three of an opening wild card round, depending on how deep he goes.
So you give him 30 pitches.
Let's get to the phones. We got some people reacting to the Job news. It's Scott in Westland. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning.
My initial thought when I saw it that he got called up was super excited, doing fist pumps, and then immediately went to, it's too late. He won't be able to be on the playoff roster. So I was really happy to hear you guys saying that there's some kind of loophole that he will be able to be on the playoff roster.
Yeah, I'll defer to the beat writers, all of which yesterday said that if they move like Sawyer Gibson Long off of a list, they can add as a late addition because of injury. There's a loophole to get him on the playoff roster.
That's great news, great news. And I'm with you guys. It would be ideal if they could, you know, not have to pitch Scooble, have him open the playoffs. That just sets everything up perfectly.
Yep.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, take care of business today, tomorrow, Thursday. You could secure a playoff spot before Sunday. That's the biggest goal. And then it's about matchups.
Could their three starters in the playoffs be Scooble, Montero, Jobe?
It's probably Olsen, right?
I would think. But if
and
he,
then they'll
if
do piggybacks and short leashes.
Worth,
yeah. Well,
as an opener, again.
Well, that's the other thing. What does a starter mean?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, so if what does it matter if you're going to bring him in the sixth inning to pitch one inning versus starting him, quote unquote, start, air quotes on the radio, or opener for one inning?
It's just going to be about matchups. Like, if you use him later in the game, you can decide which part of the order he's going to face. You start the game, you're getting the other team's very best right out of the game.
I want to see him on the best.
I know you do,
Let's
John.
Let's test him out.
All right, calls to get to 248-539-9797, and then your point about credit. Who gets the most credit for this run that the Tigers are on? It's 97-1. Oh, people got Jackson Jobe thoughts. He's here for the stretch run, the call-up, the phenom, the fireballer, flamethrower. The latest addition for this young baseball team. And John, your question was, does anybody out there
have a concern
at all, given the pressure's mounting and they're switching something up? But this isn't really switching things up to me. This is taking another guy from AAA, who happens to have much better stuff than the other guys, and using him strategically.
At the AAA level.
Well, yeah. So Jobe, I think, had an ERA of 6 at the AAA level. But, like, look at the ERA of a lot of these guys at the AAA level. They just, they called them up here, and they've been pitching out of their mind. I guess, to me, would you rather have Jackson Jobe or...
Or the guys that have proven to get it done.
Well, these other guys who don't have the stuff.
But they've gotten it done. So that's the question. And I'm as excited to see Jackson Jobe as anyone. I wanted to see him earlier, before this whole run even started. And that's kind of where everything was. Like, you bring up Jace Young, you bring up Sweeney. Before that, you bring back Parker Meadows, Spencer Torkelson, and you're thinking, all right, let's just see what these guys have to see if they can be a part of the future. Well, I think they've answered that question. Maybe there's still some about Spencer Torkelson, but it's all worked. And now, are they going to continue to pull the right strings at the right time with Jackson Jobe? And I'm not even thinking about, you know, what if he comes in and he gets bombed, what that would mean for his psyche moving forward. I don't care about that, because it happens all the time to young pitchers when they come up. Like, it's an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only concerned about what it means for this team in a 6-game stretch, and their theory has worked, but it's worked with the guys over the past 6 weeks that have been doing it.
Herter, Hanafy.
Who?
Gunthrie,
who?
John's mailman. Like, yeah. Jackson Jobe brings a pedigree, and I trust, and that's the key word here, trust the way they've handled this pitching staff to give them this chance. And I think, John, it is a foot on the gas move that we had been calling for. And you're not saying this is a bad move. You're wondering if anybody else out there has any level of apprehension.
What was the initial reaction? Because instantly I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ooh, I don't know if I want to tweak anything right now.
Well, this gets us to your question, which is the credit question. This is the best team in baseball since August 10th. They're doing something miraculous that hasn't happened in over 50 years. A team this far back to make the playoffs in August. Who gets the most credit? Like, to me, I put it on AJ and Fetter. I really do, because I don't know that the players, as much as they deserve credit too,
they're the ones actually out there doing it.
But are they the guys that...
pitching?
But
yes.
This feels
actually
like,
hitting? Yes.
This feels like above their skill level. So I have to give the credit to the coaches putting them in the positions to excel in a way that they ordinarily wouldn't. That they weren't even succeeding at in AAA with the Mudhens.
I get that. That's why I initially when I put the question down, I put players or coaches. But I think it goes even further than that because it's the players that are actually coming through. Now, coaches have to put players in position to be successful. So they're setting them up for success, but then it's the players that actually have to go out there and do it and actually have to perform. Because then you could, I mean, if you're then broadening our horizons in what could possibly be the answer, because you could simply say Parker Meadows, and I don't think you'd be wrong. You could say Jace Young, and I wouldn't go that far, but he's a part of it. Mm-hmm. You could say any number of the pitchers. You could just simply say it's Tarek Skubal and his dominance.
That's only every fifth day. They've done this with two starters. Right. Like it's remarkable and there's almost inexplainable unless you just say it is that puppeteering happening in the dugout.
Or is it the guy that is actually calling him up? Is it Scott Harris?
This is happening.
Or is it the guy that put him there who's no longer here? Do we say his name? Mr. Avila.
Fruits of his labor.
And what are we going to give Matt Patricia credit for this too? John, as far as Scott Harris goes, okay, clearly.
Who drafted these guys?
Al Avila drafted Riley Green, Jackson Job, Spencer Torkelson, Jace Young.
Who brought in?
Tarek Skubal.
Parker Meadows.
Al Avila. Now, but hold on. There was not player development happening during the Avila tenure. And they
ding, 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 ding.
And that's
ding,
why
ding.
I don't want to give him. This credit that you're throwing out there.
I'm not throwing out the credit. Oh,
you're the
one
that
said it. Asking the question.
Who rushed up Spencer Torkelson?
Avila.
Avila. Come on.
It's pronounced Avila.
John, don't do it. Don't
just
do it.
Asking the question.
It's like giving Matt Millen credit for taking Calvin. Okay.
Or Patricia and Quinn for drafting Ragnow. We did this bit.
Decker, too.
Okay. That's I agree with you. I am simply asking the question, because when it comes down to it, it's I think there's only two right answers. It's either AJ Hinch and Chris Federer, or it's the players.
Greg, can we make this a poll question? And here's what I want the four choices to be: the players, Hinch, Feder, Scott Harris, and the last option is Avila / Patricia, because it's the same argument. Will that get more than 1% of the vote? I think that's a fun little experiment that we can do. It'll get a troll vote, maybe a percentage.
Yeah.
But more than that, I don't know.
It'll get the Rieger vote.
I think it would get more than 1% of the vote, but let's leave it up to the people. If there was a fifth option, I would have thrown in Trey Brooks 3 versus Kansas.
Okay, as far as Scott Harris goes.
The winner of our Sweet 16? Yes.
As far as Scott Harris goes, he does deserve some credit for keen eye for talent, some player development that's happened under his watch that didn't happen under Al Avila. But the bulk of this run is not something that he was setting up for.
No,
they sold at the deadline, and I'm not blaming him for it. We all thought it was the right decision. They treated this season like it wasn't a playoff year. At no point did they put wood in that fire to really get the flames going.
So who's your vote?
It's AJ Hinch and Chris Feder.
All right. Mine is the players. It okay, shocker, I'm sure, for anybody.
John played the game.
No, I didn't play
not
this
baseball,
game.
But
no. But it's the quintessential chicken or the egg.
I'm going with Martin Mayhew.
What do you want to say, John?
Why not put Avila / Patricia / any other GM that we want to throw under the bus? Millen. I mean, put him in there as well.
Your responses on Twitter, on the text, on the phones, your reaction to Jackson Job, and who gets the most credit for what the Tigers have done, which is control their own destiny the final week of the season. It's 97-1.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.